Okay, good morning everybody.
Good morning.
We are in Parashat Shavua Re'eh. The shiur is going to be Le'ilui Nishmat
Tzipora,
Bat Yosef Aaron Vesara. Says the Torah, Re'eh Anochi Niten Lifnechem Hayom Bracha V'Klal. Look, I'm putting in front of you a blessing and a curse. And this is already a very interesting point. What does it mean? Do we talk about two things? One is a blessing and the other one is a curse? Or do we talk...
Okay.
Or do we talk about the same thing? Bracha, but the Torah is telling us blessing and curse, which means that the Torah is really talking about the same event, the same thing. Re'eh, look, I'm putting in front of you a blessing and a curse. So, we think two things. But if it was two things, I'm putting in front of you a blessing, and also I'm putting in front of you a curse. But what is written, blessing and curse, which means, it looks like, it's one thing. How can one thing be a blessing and a curse? Or maybe, if we read a little more, we'll understand. Et habracha im tishmu el mitzvot Hashem Elokechem. The blessing, if you listen to what God is telling you to do. Va'klala im lo tishmu. And the curse is if we don't listen. In other words, if we want to make it clear, there is an option that whatever is standing in front of us can be both blessing and curse. It depends what do we do with it. In other words, for example, how can something be a blessing and a curse? If I take, let's say, a talent I've got and use it for the good, it's a blessing. But if I take the same talent and use it for the worse, it's a curse. Also in life, we don't really know what is a blessing and what is a curse. So David HaMelech says, Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai. Only good and
mercy
will chase me all my life. And about this is a very interesting story with the Chafetz Chaim. One day, a guy came to the place where the Chafetz Chaim was there, and it was this meal, a function, whatever it was. And he asked the Balabait, I want to speak with the Chafetz Chaim. He says, no problem. When we finish the meal and whatever there is, and the talking, you can talk with the Chafetz Chaim. He sits there, and suddenly Chafetz Chaim looks at him and tells him, I wonder, David HaMelech says, I'm asking one thing from God. And then he says, Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai. That only good and mercy will chase me all my life. What does it mean? If somebody chases you, it's not a good thing normally, it's a bad thing.
Well, good if they chase you, it's good.
To chase somebody, what should we talk about? Somebody is chasing me. What do you mean? A mitzvah is chasing you? Or you mean that something bad is chasing you? Normally, to chase somebody is
negative.
Normally. Because think about it. Chasing somebody. I'm chasing somebody. What does it mean? I want to get him. I want to do something to him.
I want to give him the $100 I owe him.
Yeah. Alevai. Says the Chafetz Chaim, a very interesting thing. Chafetz Chaim says that what David HaMelech is really saying, telling us is, sometimes in life you think that good is chasing you. In other words, it's going to hurt you. What does it mean? You know, in Parnosa, you do sometimes a good thing and you think that because you're doing this good thing, you're going to lose something else. For example, you are very angry, you want to eat, and something happens and you do a mitzvah, and now you think that because of you doing this mitzvah, you're going to stay hungry. You won't eat this day. And you can take any sample you want. But the real truth is that never ever something bad is going to come out of doing a mitzvah. So even if it looks like it's chasing you, only good is going to cut out of it. And that's a very important point. Because if we think about it, in life, a lot of times it happens to us that we do something and think that we are going to miss something else. Happens to you? And sometimes, unfortunately, let's say for example, you wake up in the morning and you have to get out for a journey or whatever and you have to daven. So what are you going to do? Are you going to daven and then go to the journey, or are you going to go to the journey and not daven because maybe you're going to get late? Those are sometimes decisions we have to do. There is a mitzvah to do, and unfortunately, if I do this mitzvah at that time, I'm going to miss something else. This guy heard what the Chafetz Chaim says and went away. So the Balabait runs after him. One minute. What happened? The Chafetz Chaim is going to finish. You can talk with him in a few minutes. He says, no, I got my answer. He says, what do you mean? He says, I'll tell you. You know, I started a few years ago a Gmilut Chesed. I started this thing that I'm giving money to needy, to people that needs, and really it was growing and growing and getting bigger and bigger, and eventually it got to a point that it took a lot of my normal work away from me. So I didn't have enough time to deal with my parnosa. And my wife comes to me one day and tells me, you know, okay, you did it for a few years and very good, you are doing this mitzvah, it's unbelievable, but you know, it's time to give it to somebody else and you go on with your business because you're losing business because of what you're doing. And this guy said, I didn't want to stop this charity thing I'm doing, but I didn't know what to do. No, my wife was quite right, because you know, it was taking more and more of my time. So we said, you know what, I'm going to go to Chafetz Chaim, and whatever the Chafetz Chaim is going to tell me, that's what I'm going to do. So I got my answer. What did the Chafetz Chaim says? Even if you think that the good is chasing you, in other words, the charity I'm doing is chasing me, doesn't let me to put enough time in my work to have parnasa, ach tov v'chesed, says David HaMelech, yidefuni kol yamei chayai. This should be the thing that will chase you, because nothing bad is going to come out of it. As I got my answer, I'm going back home and I'm going to go on with my charity. It reminds me that once, I think I told you, I had bad times in the business, and my wife told me, yes, of course, you start at 11 o'clock. What do you think? Well, business has to start at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, because I used to get up in the morning and learn and daven and learn, and then only later I went to open the shop, or my secretary was opening the shop, but I came only at around 11 o'clock. So I said to myself, maybe she's right, you know, maybe that's not the ishtavlut that I should do. I should maybe learn less and go to work at an earlier time. So I asked Rav Peretz, the Rav of Ranana, says, what do you think, Rabbi? He says, are you used to do this? Do you do it every day? And you did it before also? I says, for quite a few years I'm doing it. So he says, go on doing it. And Baruch Hashem, the business is going better than ever, and everything is okay. Sometimes God tries us. And He tries us. And He puts things in front of us. Now, is it a blessing or is it a curse? That's what the Torah is telling us. If you listen to God, it's going to be a blessing. If you're not listening to God, it's going to be a curse. So sometimes it looks like it's chasing us. If you're doing really a good thing, don't worry about it.
But it's only after the fact that you learn.
That's the problem. That's exactly the point. That we are, that's what is standing in front of us. And this is because we don't know. Re'eh, that's what he's telling us. Anochi notenim flechem bracha veklala. this is the story about this guy, also a business guy, who had a very important business deal to do in abroad. And there were a few people competing on this business deal. And he got late, unfortunately, to the airport, and he missed the plane. He missed the plane. And he was so sorry about it and devastated, because he was sure that he's got a place on the plane, but unfortunately, you know, there was traffic, he didn't get there at time. And on top of it, when he started inquiring what's happening, he realized that his place was be taken by his competition. In other words, he is losing the deal, and the competition is going to get the deal instead of him, because he wasn't, and the competition wasn't even on the list. It was on a waiting list. But because he didn't get in time to the airport, he took his place. Is this terrible?
Yes.
Yes. 2 hours later, on the news, the plane crashed. So who knows what's good and what's bad? He thought that was the worst thing for him. A klala, a curse. Re'eh, anochi notem lechem bracha beklala. But the real truth was, what was it? A blessing.
I tried to do what my mother wanted from me, even if it restricts me, it's still worth my while, because it really pays, that investment really, really pays.
That's
I tried to do what my mother wants me to
do. Yeah, yeah. In other words, we have the power of choice, to choose to do the right in the eyes of God, or unfortunately the bad in the eyes of God. And to see it in front of us means what? Because normally it's written, listen, Shema Yisrael. What is see? Why is the Torah here using see? By the way, when we look at then, it says, Asher Tishme'u. It's not Asher Tiru anymore. So only the beginning is to listen. So last week, I've been in the Niagara Falls. And when you see this, and you listen to the water, and we went with the ship underneath the water, and you see God. You see. You don't hear only. You see it. And that is hearing in a higher level. So in other words, when we say Shema Yisrael, we have to use the power of imagination. Because the Torah is telling us, Re'eh Anochi Noten Lifnechem. If you want to get to a high level, you have to imagine to yourself. By the way, this is one of the greatest powers that God gave us. The power to imagine things. In other words, we can sometimes make things much better when we imagine to ourselves how it looks. We can also, unfortunately, work the other way. That's what we say, bracha veklala. So first of all, we should all look always at the half which is full. Because it's very easy to look at bad things. You see, when we were going there with this boat, underneath the water, and you see this height, and the water falls, and the noise, and you get wet, and you see, this is what God created. This is the power of God. Yes, help you a lot. It's only water, it's not terrible. But you see, then you understand what is to see. How did Am Yisrael get the Torah? Ra'u et ha-kolot. They say, they saw the voice. In other words, there is a level that is called seeing what you hear. And this is the highest level there is. Because sometimes we hear something, you know, it goes from here, it goes to the other side. But when we take it to our heart, when we see, we take it to our senses, it's a higher level. And that's what the Torah is asking us to do. I think a year ago or something, my son was in hospital, and I... Okay. Good to see you.
Oh, no. That's lovely.
A year ago, my son was in hospital with this operation, and a guy was sitting near him, a Haredi guy, and He was smiling all the time, by the way. Really happy and thing. And while we were talking, he told us that he is in charge in a very big company of buses, that they have routes all over the place. And he told us a very interesting story. They used to have a lot of problems. Drivers coming late, drivers not coming, and they didn't have enough drivers. And it means that, unfortunately, they are going to lose a lot of the business. So suddenly he came to this idea, interesting idea. You have those drivers that work for Eged and Dan, and they get to retirement, and they go and sit home and do nothing. He says, let me approach those drivers and offer them a job. First of all, I don't have to pay them so much because they are retired already. And then, also, they're experienced drivers. You know, they're driving for many, many years and they know what it's all about. And he couldn't believe it. When he put the ad and he tried to approach those people, everybody wanted the job. And suddenly, instead of missing drivers, he had, Baruch Hashem, a lot of drivers. And those drivers, they were coming not on time, before time. They were coming before time, cleaning the buses, checking everything, and everything went right on time. He says, what was here? And it's a very, you saw somebody who sits and got no reason to wake up in the morning, this is not life. Retirement can be beautiful if you've got something to do. But if you feel that you are no use, nobody needs you, the feeling is terrible. And then also, we all know it, illnesses come and all other stuff comes. But when you feel, I've got something to wake up in the morning, the feeling makes you feel much better. Now, those drivers were sitting at home, quite, disappointed, and sometimes even devastated, because, you know, they had a beautiful job, and now they've got nothing. Suddenly, this guy comes to them and offers them a job. And the same thing that he used to do. He needs them! Now, of course, they didn't have to work as they used to work. Because, of course, this is impossible. But, let's say, instead of 8 hours, they worked for 4 hours. But they were so happy to come to work that everybody here, this is a win-win situation. Now, when you look at it from the beginning, it looks like a terrible thing. From one side, this guy, he's got no drivers. He's got the buses, but no drivers. And he's going to lose the business. And the other side, you have those drivers sitting at home, feeling depressed that they've got no job, nobody needs them anymore, and suddenly this curse becomes the greatest blessing of all. And if you see today, also you see a lot of people in shops that are elderly people, that they work in the shops. You know, it's become quite a thing that you see a lot of places. People that are already on pension, but they take another job for a few hours, and they work at shops, and believe me, most of the time they are much better than all those young people that know nothing. They've got experience. They know what it's all about.
Once I met an elderly lady saying that she volunteers a few times a week in the kindergarten, and she's the softer of the kindergarten.
Yes. In other words, one of the important thing in life is to look what you've got in front of her and you. And you have to understand, you've got the power to making it blessing, or unfortunately, chas v'shalom, make it a curse. That's what the Torah is telling us. So if you have something to wake up for, and you do everything according to what God wants you to do, this is a blessing. But if you do nothing about it, or unfortunately you go in the bad way, then it's a curse. And this all is in this small pasuk that's telling you, here, look, I'm putting in front of you the blessing and the curse. You got the power to make it a blessing. And it doesn't matter what situation you are, because everything is in the mind. If you think about it, everything is in the mind. You know, I went through the Times Square. It's very exciting. Like, a lot of action. From the other side, it's also very disgusting. You know, I saw girls half naked walking in the streets. And I'm saying half naked, I'm being very...
euphemism.
Yes, it's what much more, much worse. And you have all those Michiganers doing this and doing that. And you see all those people around. From one side, it's very exciting. Because in every corner, there's something going on. But not everything is a good thing. And when you look at this, at the end of the day, all this action and all this thing, it's not for me. Re'eh, sometimes you have to see those things in order to understand and realize what life is all about. Sometimes it's good to see it, to feel it, to understand, this is not my way. I have to choose a different way. From the other side, if you're in New York, you've got no problem of synagogues, no problems of kosher food, because they're all over there. In other words, there is in everything the good and the bad. You have to choose what to do. On Shabbos, we went to this synagogue in the Fifth Avenue Synagogue. My wife enjoyed it so much because it reminded her about on her synagogue in London, that, well, they pray the same way, and the people look the same as she used to have when they were kids. And she had this feeling of home, far away from home. So, also, the same thing. If you choose to do the right in the eyes of God, it's a blessing. If you choose to do the wrong in the eyes of God, it's a curse. From one side, you have all these dirty things going on, and from the other side, you have those beautiful things going on. You have to choose. And that's what the Torah is telling us. Re'eh anochi noten lifnechem hayom et habracha ve'et haklala. Then there is another very interesting point. והיה כי ויאחר שמלוקח על הארץ אשר אתה בא שם לרשתה ונתת את הברכה על הר גריזים ואת הכללה על הר עיבל. You remember this thing that half of the tribes were on one mountain, the other on the other mountain, and there were blessings and curses being said to this and to those. And one of the interesting thing is here also, why do we have this right after we sing Re'eh Anochi Noten Lifnechem? Because as we said, normally we use the verb to listen. We listen to God. And here, it's all to try and tell us that it's not only listening, you have to see. What do you have to see? Now, what is all this thing? Half of the tribes on this mountain, half of this mountain, and the Levim in the middle saying, what? Take Am Yisrael, tell them, that's the blessing and that's the curse. And by the way, you know that in this Har Gerizim and Har Eval, the curse was exactly the opposite of the blessing. You do this, don't do this. You do this, don't do this. Why do we need it? It's very clear what's the blessings and what's the curses. You could say, those are the blessings, and if you do the opposite, it's going to be a curse. As it said here, the blessing if you listen to God, and the curse if you don't listen to God. So why do we need all this show? Half of the tribes here, and half of the tribes there, and they're saying to those, because this is like the Rambam says, that everybody has to see the world that is half-half. Half good and half bad. Half on the positive side and half on the negative side. And each one of us should see itself the same way. In other words, what I'm going to do next is going to change the whole thing. Because if the whole world is half-half and I am half-half, the action I'm going to do now is going to change me or the whole world? It's going to change the whole world. Because if the world is half-half and I'm half-half, so what I'm doing now is going to change everything because I'm changing the balance, not only of myself, but of all the world. And our sages say that that's the way everybody has to look at things. And that's the idea of Har Gerizim and Har Eval. Because the idea was look and see. You have here blessing and here curse. It's half-half. Now, if you look at this picture, you realize that whatever you're going to do now is going to change the picture. In other words, you need to have the power of the visual power to see things. Because when you see things, they say one picture is more than 1,000 words. And how true it is. So sometimes we haven't got the picture in front of us. So what can we do? Picture it in our mind. That's why we have the power of imagination. It's not only if I see it in front of my eyes. I can also imagine. That's the power that God gave me. And I should use it. So that's why the Torah is telling us, look how it was done. Half of the tribes at this mountain, the other half or the other mountain. Now imagine to yourself, it's half-half. What does it mean? It means that whatever you're going to do now is going to influence the whole world. In other words, the whole world is in your hands. We are standing in front of Chodesh Elul. Chodesh El Chodesh HaSlicha V'Rachamim. Ani ledodi vedodi li. That's the time when God is coming near us, is so near to us that. And what does it mean near to us? You know, to do tshuva, there are two ways, says the Rav Pinkus. One way is, do tshuva. You did something wrong, fix it. And if I can't fix it? And if it's very hard to fix it? Says there is another way. Chodesh Elul is like a father that comes after a year, he didn't see his son, his children, and he comes and he opens his arms. And the children, doesn't matter what they did this year, they can all come and hug the father and he hugs them back. That's ani ledodi vedodi li. I am to my uncle and my uncle to me. In other words, on Chodesh Elul, something unbelievable happens. God is here with us. Amelech basadeh, they say. The king is in the field. He's here with us. He's always with us. But now, he's like you feel him more. And it's in also in a very interesting way. He wants to hug us. And it doesn't matter what we did. Put it in your mind. Doesn't matter what you did. Whatever you did, whatever wrong you did, Father always wants his children to come back to him. He loves them. Even if they naughty, even if they do bad, he wants them to repent and come back to him. But the first thing and the easiest things to do is show him that you care. That you understand that. Imagine to yourself a father that didn't see his son for the whole year. And he sees his son in front of him. He opens his arm. And what is the son doing? Turning away.
No.
This is terrible. So we must not turn away. But when the father opens his arm and the son sees his father with his arm open, he runs to his father like a baby runs to his mother. And he runs to his father to hug him. This is already the way to do tshuva. And the easiest way. Show God that you care. Show God that you love him. He loves you. Show him that you love him. Well, what does it mean? How do I show God that I love him? How can I get into this hug of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, of our Father in Heaven?
By doing his will.
By doing his will. And even the smallest thing, just to show him you understand, this is Chodesh Elul. I understand that you're here with me, so close, and I have to show you that I care about it, that I love you. So everybody has to take on himself a small thing. Only to show God that you're hugging him back. Says Rav Pinkus, this is already tshuva. But if somebody goes on, okay, another month, another day, and we finish this lesson with, it's written here, Re'eh anochim etin lechem hayom, and again hayom, and again hayom. You look at it in the parsha. What is hayom?
Today.
Not tomorrow, today. What is the most important day of the year?
Today.
Today. We don't know what's going to be tomorrow, and what was yesterday is finished already. A few years ago I decided that I must fulfill my days with good things. But that's a big thing. Fulfill my days with good things. Wow, okay. But I says, you know what? Every day, one good thing. At least. Every day. So I, when I stand in front of God, He says, what did you do? Ma asita hayom. What have you done today? Tell Him, here, I did this. Okay, my son. Okay, my children. In other words, every day, we have to show God that we do something for Him. Now, if you do this, no day goes for waste because you did something for God. And you choose. It can be a small thing, whatever it is. Give tzedakah. Say tehillim. Pray to God. Whatever it is. Show God you care. Show God that you understand that God is a part of your day. Because one of the important things is that we have a schedule. We all have schedules. In this schedule, there is something very important you have to put. What is this? God. When you wake up in the morning, wherever, you decide, you do, but put God in your day, and then we can see whatever. Look, Re'eh Anochi Noten Lachem Bracha VeKlala. There is no curse. There is only blessing. If we do this, if you go in the way of God, says the Torah. Et Abracha Asher Tishmu Mitzvot Hashem Elokechem Asher Anochi Mitzave Etchem Hayom. If you show me every day that you care about me, says God, that's a blessing. I hope that all of us are going to be blessed from God. And whatever it looks sometimes bad, don't worry. If we do what God wants us to do, it's going to turn for the good. And you all, I think, so already have this experience. You saw it in life. I saw it in life. And everybody sees it in life. What we think sometimes is terrible, unfortunately, suddenly we find out not only it's not terrible, it's the best thing to have that happened to us. So I wish for all of us, now that we're approaching Chodesh Elul on Shabbos, that we all will approach this Chodesh with showing God that we are coming and hugging God back. Shkoyim.
I've got a question.